Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Peyton Chaw. And today, I think we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is how to get the product market fit.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And I think there's lots of different ways. Stelly,
yes.
What's your deal with this topic? Do you like this topic?
I love this topic. You know why?
What?
You know why? I was talking to somebody. I think it was even an email exchange of a listener sending us an email asking us about how to prioritize certain things and product market fit, and then them not being sure they have it and all that. And that made me realize: is it possible that we've never in 300 episodes we've never talked about product market fit as the topic of the episode? I did a bit of a search. And boom, I was like, oh shit. I mean, we've talked about it many, many times within another episode, but it never gotten a full episode dedicated to it. So I was like, fuck, we need to talk about this.
All right. So product market fit, let me start by defining it. It's when your product fits in a market. What that means is that people love your product and they want to use it and they're telling everybody they know about it. I know that might set a really high bar, but that's product market fit.
I love it. I wish I could disagree, but I won't.
Oh, shit. So how do you get to product market fit? Well, you build something people absolutely love and love so much that they want to share it with other people. Love so much that when you're on a sales call with them, again, I'm preempting your